welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 324. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'm coming to you live this time from the Nashville airport, next to the Nashville Zoo store and right across from the Blue Coast Burrito restaurant. You'll hear the rustling of people eating their chips and salsa and the screaming of kids as they've been stuck in an airport too long. Who can blame them? We started things out this week with a track by Great Cynics. That song is called North Street. It's on the album I Feel Weird, which came out May 18th on Specialist Subject Records. I know absolutely nothing about that record label and very little about the band. I know they're from London, and I know the female vocalist there leads that song, kind of a great little indie pop song there with some good, you know, punk guts to it. And then there's a male vocalist, and some of his songs kind of lead straight up towards pop punk, kind of in the Blink-182 vein when they get a little too polished. But overall, this is just a really, really good album, and probably one that you'll hear from again when I'm counting down my favorite albums of the year. That good. Anyway, let's move on with our day here. I've got a track from Bully. This song is called Reason.
Bye.
all shambles, shambles and chaos from start to finish. That is the band Slouch from Columbus, Ohio, with the song Graveyard. That is found on the band's split cassette with All Dogs, which came out back in 2013. Normally, I'm not a big fan of kind of that loose and noisy and grodgy bit, but you know what? I am for that, and it makes me want to start a band, a really bad band, but in a good way. You know what I'm talking about. Before that, we heard from All Dogs with the song Keep Carry. That's the other side of that cassette. Band also from Columbus, Ohio. A band that I heard first on some UK pop compilations a few years ago, but they've kind of popped back into my conscience as they've got a new album that they're finishing up now, and who knows when or where that's coming out, but it's something I'm going to look forward to because that's some great indie pop with some good punk edge, and I think we've heard a little bit of that on the podcast today already. And we started things off with a band right here in Nashville, where I happen to be recording. The band is Bully, and the song is Reason. It's on the new album, Feels Like, which came out June 23rd on Columbia Records. It's a little polished for my taste, and when I first heard the band, I thought that. And then a lot of people told me how good it is. Well, I don't know. It's fine, but there are other bands out there, and you're going to hear them on the Too Much Rock podcast. But that's not a problem. That's just how the podcast works. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. So let's jump into something else here, something that's good. This is the band called Mono in Stereo with the song Bakersfield.
Riding around in this one step of town, there's only two things that I want to know. How do we get here and when are we leaving? I'm packing, oh baby, let's go. We're hitting the road in my old trusty Ford. Where it takes us, I really don't care. As long as it's somewhere away from right here, pack your bags and we'll both disappear. I don't want to be here anymore. Dennis and Billy from up by Champlain. Been friends since forever, first day of first grade. Played football together, won some pretty big games. Dennis and Billy from up by Champlain.
After graduation, Dennis enlisted. Billy was taken by a bit of surprise. And Dennis said he didn't have any other answers. Didn't want to be stuck in this town his whole life. The night before he left, they went way out on some wine. Billy asked Dennis if he was scared he's gonna die. And Dennis said everybody dies at some time. Neither of them said a thing for a while. Billy stayed home and took on a trade. Went for the handle, got bit by the blade. There were hospital bills, there was pain, there were pills. The pain went away, but the pills, they just stayed. The way it washed over, it was warm like the sunshine. And Billy felt filled up with the bright shining lights. And just for a moment, he wasn't anxious or nervous. And Dennis was somewhere still stuck in the service. Dennis wasn't much for sending off letters. Billy wasn't either, so they weren't much in touch. And Dennis came back to see his sick mother. Billy's on the corner like he's waiting on a bus. Later on that evening, in a tavern barely talking, Billy said, Dennis, man, you're lucky you left. Dennis started saying something, then he reconsidered. He looked down at his beer, and he slowly shook his head, and he said, I've been out there fighting, you've been hanging around here dying. It might be ironic, but it's not a good joke. These Vicks and Oxycontins, this whole town is stuck on something. That's pretty much why I hate coming home. The night before he left, he watched Billy getting high. Dennis asked Billy if he was scared he's gonna die. Billy said everybody dies at some time. Neither of them said a thing for a while. Neither of them said a thing for a while.
Man, that one will lay you down on the floor, won't it? That is Craig Finn, of course, of the Hold Steady with the song Dennis and Billy. That's on the new EP, Newmyer's Roof, which came out June 17th on Partisan Records. That is a teaser EP for a longer album that'll be out later this summer, and Craig Finn is out on the road supporting that now. Before that, we heard from Mono and Stereo with the song Bakersfield. That's on the new album Long for Yesterday, which isn't due out until July 24th on Rumbar Records, a band out of Rockford, Illinois, that definitely plays to the Heartland Rock thing. You'll hear a whole lot of Bruce Springsteen and a lot of John Mellencamp and, you know, as the Gaslight Anthem reinterpreted both of those. But that song there, maybe a little more Nick Lowe, and that one's a little different from anything else on the album, but it happens to be my favorite, so that's why I played it. Well, I'm about out of time, so let me go ahead and get the business out of the way, let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 324. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media outlets, including Twitter, at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, on the 30th, we've got Ben Lee playing at the Sinclair. On the 1st, Craig Finn is playing at the Record Bar. On the 3rd is the Crossroads Summer Block Party. On the 3rd is also Mates Estate at the Record Bar. On the 9th, Mates Estate's playing in Sinclair, then Cambridge. On the 9th, you've got Eternal Summers at the Record Bar. On the 17th, Shiner's playing at the Record Bar. And the 31st of July, Radke at the Record Bar. If I'm still around in Boston on the 14th, you know I'm going to see Chumped at the Middle East. And the 30th, Swerve Driver playing in the Record Bar. If there's still tickets for that, you should probably get them quick. Looking way out in the future, there's Feedlar coming to the Bottleneck, Best Coast coming to the Record Bar. The Addicts are playing a show at the Riot Room, and you know, punk rock, I'll be there for that. Kraftwerk coming to town, Boys Life with Giant's Chair, I think, playing at the Record Bar in October. So many things coming up. And soon I'm going to be in one town, and I'll be able to see those shows, and that will be exciting. So, one song left for you is the band Yukon Blonde from Vancouver, BC. Their last album, I don't know, a little more glammy. This one, they've smoothed it out, kind of found their own sound. Not sure I like it as well, but, you know, they're happy with what they come up with, I bet. This song is called Saturday Night. It's on the album On Blonde, so it is Yukon Blonde on Blonde. Little pun there. Out June 16th on Dine Alone Records. So let's wrap things up with that. This is Yukon Blonde. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. La la la, la la la, la la la.